With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. At least 96 bison attempting to migrate from Yellowstone National Park into Montana have been captured for potential slaughter under a program meant to shield livestock from disease. Park officials said today the animals were captured under an effort to cull up to 900 of Yellowstone's 4,800 bison this winter. Some of the animals could be relocated instead of slaughtered. The population reduction program is intended to stop transmissions of brucellosis, a disease that can cause infected pregnant animals to abort their young. About half of Yellowstone's bison test positive for exposure, although there have been no recorded instances of bison transmitting brucellosis to cattle. Hunters had killed fewer than 200 Yellowstone bison as of the second week of February. An updated hunt tally was not immediately available. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the state of Wyoming to pay Montana over $38,000 in damages and $67,000 in court costs in a long-running dispute over water rights that affect farmers and ranchers on both sides of the border. Attorneys General for the two states said today's decree provides more clarity for implementation of the Yellowstone River Compact as it applies to the Tongue River. Montana has spent more than $5 million on the case since it sued Wyoming in 2007. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Search and rescue teams are still looking for a man who went missing Saturday night after skiing into the backcountry outside of Whitefish Mountain Resort. Nikki Willett reports.
The Flathead County Sheriff's Office is coordinating the multi-agency search for 62-year-old Jonathan Torgerson of Columbia Falls. Torgerson, a physician at North Valley Hospital in Whitefish, was reported overdue Saturday night after skiing alone just before a storm moved in, carrying strong wind gusts and a foot of snow. He was believed to be skiing out of bounds in the Canyon Creek area off of Flower Point. David Steele was skiing in the same area as Torgerson Saturday afternoon and volunteered to search for him on Monday.
And we essentially moved downhill, checking tree wells, you know, looking for a beacon signal, trying to see if, you know, like, you know, look if there was a ski poking out of something, etc.
Steele says the ongoing search is in a popular destination for backcountry skiers and that it's not unusual for skiers to drop out of bounds on their own.
The sort of community culture in the Flathead tends towards being very familiar with the Canyon Creek area, and ultimately that leads to people letting their guard down somewhat in terms of the risks they're willing to accept because they're exposed to them so frequently.
The Flathead County Sheriff's Office says Torgerson's family told searchers he was wearing an avalanche transceiver, but they had not picked up a signal. North Valley and Flathead County Search and Rescue Organizations, Two Bear Air Rescue, ALERT, Flathead Nordic Backcountry Patrol, and volunteers are participating in the search. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
An employee of the Billings Police Department has been fired after drug evidence involving 134 suspects or defendants went missing. Police Chief Rich St. John said today that 38-year-old Rollin Streisick told her supervisor that she had been taking prescription opiates from the evidence room for her own use. A Yellowstone County attorney said the missing evidence could affect 40 cases in his office, including some where charges have yet to be filed. A 53-year-old Illinois man who fell to his death in Yellowstone National Park last year was looking for a supposed hidden cache of gold and jewels. KULR-TV reports that Jeff Murphy was looking for the treasure that antiquities dealer Forrest Fenn says he stashed somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. The investigation by Yellowstone officials into Murphy's death was kept private, but KULR obtained it through a Freedom of Information Act request. The investigative report reveals Murphy's wife told park authorities that Murphy was looking for the treasure when she called to report him missing. The report ruled the death an accident. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the state of Wyoming to pay Montana over $38,000 in damages and interest and $67,000 in court costs in a long-running dispute over state water rights that affects farmers and ranchers on both sides of the border. Attorneys General for the two states say today's decree provides more clarity and certainty regarding implementation of the Yellowstone River Compact as it applies to the Tongue River, discouraging future disputes. Opponents of the Keystone XL oil pipeline are asking a judge to force the U.S. government to turn over emails and other documents related to President Trump's approval of the project. Environmentalists who have sued to stop the pipeline say the documents could bolster their case that Trump's decision was arbitrary and should be overturned. Government attorneys say the documents include internal deliberations that don't have to be made public. The University of Montana's new president and football coach will participate in a forum on sexism, sexual assault, and cyberbullying next week, Edward O'Brien reports.
Monday's panel discussion is hosted by local human rights group Missoula Rises. Erin Erickson is the group's founder and director.
It started actually with a petition that was done by a woman named Lisa Davey. She had started that petition individually, and it arose with the talk of University of Montana rehiring Bobby Houck as the head coach.
Reaction to Houck's rehiring late last year drew divisive reaction. Houck posted an 80-17 record during his first go-round with the Grizzlies from 2003 to 2009. His return thrilled some fans who are hungry to get back to the team's glory days. But critics like season ticket holder and UM alum Lisa Davey say Houck's recruiting decisions led to big problems. 12 Grizzly players pleaded guilty or no contest to a variety of crimes when Houck first coached at UM. Davey circulated a petition to UM to not rehire Houck that generated several hundred signatures. It also led to a vicious backlash against her on some online fan forums, including personal insults and threats of violence. The university condemned those actions. Erin Erickson of Missoula Rises says UM should be commended for willingly participating in Monday's forum. Athletic Director Kent Haslam will join President Bodner and Coach Houck on the panel.
The point of this forum is to really have the conversation with the university, to get the facts out on the table, to understand what the university is doing, to actually listen to Coach Houck and hear how his style may have changed or not, to hear his opinion or his thoughts on these issues, and just to have a community conversation about it so that we can hopefully generate ideas together as to how we can continue to move forward in a positive way.
Monday's forum runs from 7 to 8:30 at Missoula's Wilma Theater. Details can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.